Queen Eleanor was a sick woman and afraid that she should die. Then she sent for two friars of France for to speak with them speedily. The king called down his nobles all by two and by three, and sent away for Earl Marshal for to speak with them speedily. When that he came before the king, he fell on his bended knee. A boon, our gracious king, that you sent so hastily. You ask me to hear a sick woman who know not what she may say, and she may cause my overthrow. Her words can a man betray? So I crave a boon from my liege lord to pawn his faith and crown, that whatever Queen Eleanor says of me, no word the king write down. Upon my living and my lands, my scepter and my crown, that whatever Queen Eleanor says, I will not write it down. Do you put on a friar's coat, and I'll put on another, and we will to Queen Eleanor go, one friar like another. Thus both attired, then they go, when they came to Whitehall. The bells they did ring, and the choristers sing, and the torches did light them all. When they came before the queen, they fell on their bended knee. A boon, our gracious queen, that you sent so hastily. Are you two friars of France, she said, which I suppose you be? But if you are two English friars, then hanged shall you be. We are two friars of France, they said, as you suppose we be. We have not been at any mass since we came from the sea. The first vile thing that e'er I did, I will to you unfold. Earl Marshal had my maiden head underneath this cloth of gold. That is a great sin, then said the king, God may forgive it thee. Amen, amen, quoth Earl Marshal with a heavy heart, then spoke he. The next vile thing that e'er I did to you I'll not deny. I made a box of poison strong to poison King Henry. That is a vile sin, then said the king, God may forgive it thee. Amen, amen, quoth Earl Marshal, and I wish it so may be. The next vile thing that e'er I did to you I will discover. I poisoned fair Rosamond, all in fair Woodstock Bower. That is a vile sin, then said the king, God may forgive it thee. Amen, amen, quoth Earl Marshal, and I wish it so may be. Do you see yonder a little boy a-tossing of the ball? That is Earl Marshal's eldest son, and I love him best of all. Do you see yonder a little boy a-catching of the ball? That is King Henry's son, she said, and I love him the worst of all. His head is like unto a bull, his nose is like a boar. No matter for that, King Henry said, I love him the better therefore. The king pulled off his friar's coat and appeared all in red. She shrieked, she cried, she wrung her hands and said she was betrayed. The king looked o'er his left shoulder and a grim look looked he, and said, Earl Marshal, but for my oath, then hanged shouldst thou be.